Okay, five words for Parshas Vayelech. It happens to be early in the week. We did Parshas Nitzavim. I didn't realize that was a double Parsha, so I thought, you know what? Let's do a five short ideas for Parshas Vayelech as well. Our learning should be in Tzchus, Furshin, Lebach, Tzib, and Rivka, Basi, B'soch, Shor, Chol, Yisrael. And also for Chodesh Baruch Hu, Siyad, D'Shmai, to help all the Jews and help all the human beings really in Florida and in the southern area to be able to help Siyad, D'Shmai, be able to get past this hurricane. Also for my great-grandfather's yahrzeit was tonight, Yosef, Ben Yechezkel HaLevi. Here we go. Parshas Vayelech. Vayomer aleihem b'meah the esrim shana anochi hayom. First opening pasuk, first few opening sukkim. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, I'm 120 years today, and I'm not able to stand in front of you. And there's a tzaddik, Rabbi Shalom of Kamarna, who says that actually this hidden message of Moshe Rabbeinu is actually a way to be able to fight off the Yetzirah. He says, what's the message here in this pasuk and how to fight the Yetzirah? He says when Yitzhar comes to you and tells you to do a certain sin, what should you tell them? You should tell them, Ben Meya Shana Anochi Yom. I'm 120 years today. I don't know what's going to be. I don't know if today's going to be my last day. As we know, the Mishnah says, and all of us in other places, that we have to do tshuva the day before we die. The Mishnah says, the Gemara says, how do you know which day you're going to die? You have to do a tshuva every day. So when the Yitzhar comes to you, you should say, Ben Meya Shana Anochi, I'm literally 120 years old. I'm going to have to stand in front of the Ribono Shel Olam. And he says the opposite as well. When a person wants to do a mitzvah, and the Yitzhar tells him, you don't have to do it. What should a person say? Not, you're ben esrim shana anochayam. You're 20 years old. You have to be able to go do it. Tremendous effort and tremendous passion and go do it. Beautiful insight from Shalom of Kamarna, how to fight the Yitzhar when he tries to tell us to do averus or tries to tell us not to do mitzvahs. On the same pasuk, that told us Yaakov Yosef, our second idea, says an amazing idea. He says, you know, the pasuk says, Vayomer aleihem b'meah I'm 120 years old. Moshe says, I'm not able to come to go and come anymore. So he says, what's the deeper idea on these words? To go and to come. He says, told us Yaakov Yosef, the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, the first really Hasidic work that was published. He says in a fascinating thing. He says, we know tzaddikim are always going up. They're always moving. We don't say stagnant. Like the Mishnah says, either you're going up or you're going down. The tzaddik is always going up. What does it mean? Lo uchal o lo lo say svalavo. He says, I'm not able to stand in one place anymore. I'm not able to go and come. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm not able to go from level to level. Now at the end of the day, my years are coming. My days are end. My end of days are nearing. I can't go and come. I can't move up anymore. As the famous story of the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon, we know that his yard site is on Sukkot, coming up. So the Vilna Gaon was on his deathbed, and he was touching his tzitzis. And the Talmidim said to him, why, Rabbi, why are you touching your tzitzis? And they saw the girl was crying. He says, Rabbi, what's wrong? He said, you know, right now I'm holding this mitzvah tzitzis, and it's so valuable, but in a few minutes, I'm not going to be able to, there's just going to be a string, so it's not going to be, I'm not going to be able to go up and up anymore. The girl was teaching his students that every minute is an opportunity for growth, to be able to grow closer. And that's what it means, says the total Siach of Yosef. I'm not able to go and come. Because the Tzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu, is always striving for new opportunities. That's a tremendous message, especially in the days of Elul, Yom Noram coming up. You can't be satisfied, but you always have to be hungry. Always moving forward, always wanting more. Finally, moving on. Perek Lamed Alf, Pasuk Yud Alf. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Bavol Chol Yisrael Leiros Es Pnei Hashem Elokecha BaMakom Asher Yivchar Tikra Az Torah Zos Neged Chol Yisrael Baz Neim." Right, introducing the mitzvah of Hakel, he says that everyone should be able to come here, hear the Torah by the mitzvah of Hakel. So the Baal term says on the word Bavo, you know, we haven't said a Baal term in a few weeks. The word Bavo in Perik Lamanaf Pasigiraf Bavo is spelled with a Malay Vav. Spelled with a Vav, it means it didn't have to be there. Why, says the Baal term, is there a Vav? A vav in the word bevo. You could just spell it beis aleph. Why is it beis vav aleph? He says because this is talking about the six groups who came to be able to hear Hakel. And he says who are the six groups? Vav is six. Kohanim, Zekanim, Anashim, Nashim, Taf, Vegercha. Right? Kohanim, one. Zekanim, two. Anashim, men, three. Nashim, four. Taf, the children, five. And Gercha, six, the converts. And that's why bevo is a male of a beautiful insight of the Baal HaTurim. Moving on to the next pasuk, it says, Hakel Sa'am Hanashim Hanashim Hatav Egercha Sheba Sherecha. Gather them to be able to have this mitzvah of Hakel, gather them to be able to read the Torah. And when famously the Gemara says in Meseches Chagiga, Naf Gimel Amad Aleph, Chazal say, Why did all these two groups come, the men, the women, and the children? The men came to learn the Torah. The women came to hear the Torah. And the Gemara says, why did the children have to come? The Gemara answers, why did the children have to come? That reward should be given to the ones who brought them. Says the Kotzker Rebbe. It's very interesting. We know the men and the women came to learn and to listen. Beautiful. But what would have happened? Were the children actually stayed home alone? Like the movie Home Alone? I don't think so. Not like Macaulay Culkin. They wouldn't have left them there. Of course they, says this Kotzker Rebbe, Vada Shalem Lava. Of course they would have brought them there. So why Dafka's Gemara even saying, Lataf Lama Ba'in? Of course, like the question of the Gemara doesn't make sense. You're not going to leave the children by themselves in Tzfat and Beit Shemesh in Tel Aviv. Of course, so why are they coming to the Mitzvah of Hakel? Why are you telling me? Of course, if the men and women have to come, of course the children aren't staying home. So what's going on here? So says Kotzwetzri, a beautiful insight. He says, you want to know what the answer is? The Torah is telling us that even though the Torah knew, of course we're not going to leave the children home alone like Macaulay Culkin. The Torah knows that we're going to bring the children there. But we wanted to be able to give the schusim to the parents who brought their children. Because on a level of mitzuvah v'osim, you know, the famous machlokas in the Gemara and Kiddushin, of whether, what's better, when a Kaddosh Baruch Hu commands you to do mitzvah and you do it, or when you don't do a mitzvah, when you're not commanded to do a mitzvah and you still do it. And the Gemara really answers, and then we pass it, mitzvah v'osim is better, when someone's commanded and you do it is greater. Why? Because Tosu says that you have a yitzhar not be able to not to do it. But Kotzker Rebbe has a beautiful insight. Kaddosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the schar to the parents, because of his love for Kadosh Baruch Hu, to his people. Of course he knew that the parents were going to bring their children, but we wanted to be able to give us a schar, and he was a beautiful insight of Kotzker Rebbe. It really shows the Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for the Jewish people. Even though he knew we'd bring the children, he wanted us to be able to get the schar. And finally, the fifth and final idea, Moshe Rabbeinu tells, Kadosh Baruch Hu, excuse me, tells Yoshua, Chazak ve'ematz ki ata tovis b'nei Yisrael ha'aretz asher nishbati l'hem. Hashem tells Yoshua, be strong and courageous, for you will bring the Jewish people to the land that I have sworn to give to them. Lubavitcher Rebbe really talks about the beautiful insight. He says, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't bring us in? Why Dafka did Yoshua have to bring us in? And besides Moshe hitting the rock and everything, he says, you want to know what it says, Lubavitcher Rebbe? You want to know why? Because if Moshe actually brought us in, the conquest would have been virtually effortless. The intensity of Moshe's holiness would have been neutralized any opposition. At the end of the day, Moshe was on such a high level, there would be zero opposition for us to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. This is the inner reason, says the Rebbe, why Hashem did not allow Moshe into the Promised Land. Hashem wants to share us with great bracha, with great goodness. But were He to do so freely, without requiring us to earn it, we'd feel ashamed. We'd feel ashamed. It's like the parent gives their children, they didn't deserve it. Right? When a child does something to deserve something, it's much greater when the parent just gives something. Therefore, at the end of the day, Hashem made the bestowal of His infinite goodness depending upon our efforts. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't go in, because if you went in yourself, there'll be no efforts for Klai Yisrael to be able to conquer Eretz Yisrael. And Klai Yisrael, when they're led by Yoshua, they'll be able to deserve it through their efforts. And when we know that, and at the time, when it comes to a parent-child relationship, when the child deserves something, it's much more gratifying when they do something and just get something free ride. Let's just review these five beautiful words in Parshas Vayelech. We start from the Rebbe Shalom of Kamarna, and he gave us a very insight. When Moshe says, I'm 120 years old today, when the Yitzhar comes to tell him, when the Yitzhar comes to tell you to sin, tell him, I'm 120 years old, I'm too tired. And when he comes to tell you not to do mitzvah, no, you say, you're 20 years old, you want to go up, you want to be able to go on. And that's the message of really the second idea as well. Totos Yaakov Yosef says, Anochi hayom l'ucha ol l'tes l'ovo. Moshe says, I'm not able to go and come. I'm not able to go and come anymore. Because the tzaddik is always moving up. We're always looking for more opportunities for people to grow and grow closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moving on to our third idea, why Dafka the Mitzvah of Hakel? It says, Bavo Kol Yisrael, Bavo, with the Lashon of the Malei Vav. Why is it a full Vav there? Be able to tell us the six groups that came to hear the Hakel, Kohanim, Zakenim, Anashim, Nashim, Vataf, the children, the Gercha, and the converts. The fourth idea, the Kutzker Rebbe, says, why Dafka does the Gemara say in Chagigah and Gimel Amanav? Why Dafka, the men came to hear to be able to learn by the Mitzvah Hakel, the women came to listen, the children, why did they come? Of course, you're not going to leave the children home, says the Kutzker. So why even ask the question? So Kutzker says, you want to know why? Kadosh Baruch Hu's great love for Klal Yisrael, He wanted to give them the schar. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu knew we wouldn't leave them at home, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a schar on a level of mitzvah, osa, on commanding and people doing it as well. Beautiful idea from the Kutzker, beautiful insight. And finally, the fifth and final idea of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, why Dafka did Moshe Rabbeinu not bring us in? Not because of the sin. That's one of the reasons, but the deeper reason is because if Moshe Rabbeinu brought us in, we wouldn't have deserved it on our own efforts. But once we had Yeshua was a great level himself as well. But we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, want us to be able to earn it and deserve it, and with our own efforts. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us now as we go into the Motzei Shabbos of Slichos, to be able to fight off our Yetzer Hara like the Rabbi Shlomo Kamar in different ways. They're always moving up and always growing closer to their Bonei Shalom, always trying to be able to go up and up in everything that we do, to be able to get all this chusim Mezer Shem through our great efforts. And Mezer Shem, if we do this, we'll have a Zoycha to Ksivich Simitova and good Gaben Shur Mezer Shem. Shkoich.